You're listening to the Vineyard Milwaukee podcast. For more information about Vineyard Milwaukee, go to vineyardmilwaukee.com. Now, here's our podcast.
So we're doing this series called The Kingdom of Heaven is a Party. And we're looking at where Jesus sort of collides with different things, different people, different pain and suffering. And when he does that, usually there's a party involved. And so we're sort of looking at this a little bit. And today we're going to look at a particular text in the New Testament where Jesus calls Levi, or Matthew, he's also known as, and he eats with sinners. If you ever look in your Bible and there's like a title next to the chapter or the verse, this is what it would say: Jesus calls Levi and eats with sinners. That's the part that we're going to look at today. And I think we have the text for it? Awesome. So we're going to pull that up, and I'm going to read that to you. We're going to start in verse 27, and it says this: After this, Jesus went out and saw a tax collector by the name of Levi sitting at his tax booth. "Follow me," Jesus said to him. And Levi got up, left everything, and followed him. I was amazed by that. Like, Jesus, "Follow me." "Yep, I'm in. I'm out." There's no debate. There was no question. Just did it, right? And then Levi held a great banquet for Jesus at his house. And a large crowd of tax collectors and others were eating with them. But the Pharisees and the teachers of the law who belonged to their sect complained to his disciples, "Why do you eat and drink with tax collectors and sinners?" Jesus answered them, "It's not the healthy who need a doctor, but the sick. I have not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance." Now, Matthew, and I'm going to refer to him as Matthew. Matthew is probably his Greek name, and Levi was his Hebrew name. Matthew sort of doesn't fit anywhere. He's a tax collector. He sits in his booth. He collects money. He doesn't really fit with the Romans because he's Jewish. He doesn't really fit with the Jews because he's a tax collector. Tax collectors back then would sometimes skim a little bit off the top for their own personal gain. So they were looked at very, very poorly in the Jewish community. He doesn't really fit. And if you've heard us talk a lot about the show The Chosen. If you haven't seen the show, it's definitely worth checking out. We're going to watch a little clip from the show, specifically the scene that I just read about. And the show actually depicts Matthew as sort of being on the spectrum a little bit, possibly socially awkward, right? Doesn't fit in. I feel it really gives you a good representation of what it means like to just don't feel like you have a place. So let's watch this clip.
We live in the same world, Matthew.
Next.
Besides, what else are you going to do with a mind like yours?
Matthew. Matthew, son of Alphaeus.
Yes?
Follow me.
Me?
Yes, you.
Whoa. What are you doing?
You want me to join you?
Keep moving, street preacher.
Do you have any idea what this guy has done? Do you even know him?
Yes.
Listen, I said to... What are you doing? Where do you think you're going?
Guys, let me go.
Have you lost your mind? You have money. Quintus protects you. No Jew lives as good as you. You're gonna throw it all away.
Yes.
Matthew.
I don't get it.
You didn't get it when I chose you either.
But this is different. I'm not a tax collector.
Get used to different.
I'm glad we passed by your booth today, Matthew.
Yes.
Shall we? We have a celebration to prepare for.
You will regret this, Matthew. What's the tablet for?
I grabbed it without thinking. You can put it back.
No, keep it. You may yet find use for it.
Where are we going?
A dinner party.
I'm not welcome at dinner parties.
Well, that's not going to be a problem tonight. You're the host.
Hey, it's Dallas. Hey, it's Dallas from The Chosen, and yes, season one of The Chosen is complete.
It's so great, isn't it? It's so great. How many of you have actually watched The Chosen? All right, if you haven't, like, it's free. You just Google it. Go to their Chosen website. Check it out. It's an awesome, awesome depiction of the gospel. Highly recommend. But I love that. Matthew doesn't fit. He's done awful things. Even Jesus' own disciples are sitting there going, do you know what you're doing? Like, do you know who this guy is? Like this, are you sure you're making the right decision here? And I love the response. It's like, get used to different. Get used to different. He gets called to a different group, Matthew. Jesus says, follow me. Jesus says, the kingdom and the misfits collide. That's what happens. When the kingdom and the misfits collide, a party breaks out. And the misfit is the host, Matthew. Some have issues with this. Remember when Jesus... I talked about whenever Jesus makes a claim or he fulfills a prophecy, people have a decision to make. They either get angry or they get changed and they join him. They get changed from the inside out. They get angry or something happens to their heart. They ask why Jesus eats with sinners, and he says, isn't the sick in need of a doctor? This is exactly the place he should be. This is exactly the place he should be. You ever feel like you don't fit in? Do you ever feel like you don't fit in some sort of social group or work group, or you feel like they don't totally get you, or you don't totally subscribe to everything that they subscribe to, that you just don't fit? I don't feel like I fit anywhere, to be honest with you. If I speak about gun violence, there's some people who, and I think talk about gun control, I hear like, shut up, you liberal, you know? If I speak about marriage, I hear, shut up, you conservative. If I speak about systematic racism, I hear, shut up, liberal. If I speak against abortion, I hear, shut up, conservative. When I speak about women's rights and their health, or the death penalty, I hear, shut up, liberal. I'm a misfit that lives in the tension. It lives in the tension. I don't fit. I don't fit. Something will happen to you when you truly follow Jesus. Your identity will change when you hang out with Jesus. You will recognize that you are a misfit. You see, Jesus came to change hearts, not laws. He was not a policy maker. He was a heart changer. Now, on Friday, the Supreme Court made a decision to overturn Roe. And I recognize that today we have some folks that are elated, some that are infuriated, some that are irritated, some that are very anxious right now. And church, we do need to talk about abortion. However, what I want to say to you is we want to do it correctly, and I don't just want to get up here and give you a quick response. And so what I want to do is we want to let you know that we are planning something. We are planning some content, and you won't be hearing from me. We want to hear from women on this issue. And so we will have that coming. I just want to let you know. So please note that we are working on putting some content together to discuss that issue further. And I'll say that we support all life here from conception to grave. And that means that we care about the unborn child, we care about the mother, we care about the oppressed, we care about the poor, we care about the widow, we care about the prisoner, the immigrant, the elderly. We care about all of it. Rebecca and I came from a church in Columbus, Vineyard Columbus, and for the last 30 years, Vineyard Columbus has been coming alongside women facing unintended pregnancies, supporting them from doctor's appointment to getting apartments to jobs to spiritual help, and they stay committed through the first year of life of that child. And they've been doing that for 30 years, under the radar, sort of. And I just want to say that the question is, are you ready to throw a kingdom party for mothers facing unintended pregnancies and their children? We're a small church, and if you know someone facing that situation and needs some support, we just want to encourage you to reach out to us. Reach out to us. Reach out to us. Remember, the party we are talking about in this series is when the kingdom of God collides with pain, hurt, unborn children, mothers, oppressed, poor, widow, prisoner, immigrants, and elderly. And even you, the misfit, even you, the misput. To support both the equality of women and the dignity of the unborn feels like a very lonely place to be, but we're not alone. See, welcome to the party of misfits, where we do both. It's a party that shows love, extravagant grace. It's a party that shows mercy. 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 Hope is our superpower. And what I think today, there's two groups, either listening at home or in this room. One group is the misfits that have forgotten they're a misfit. They've forgotten that they once were on the outside looking in, that they didn't have a group, and they've been hanging out with the same group with the same belief systems for a very, very long time. They're like the disciple who said, hey, do you know who he is? Do you get that? And Jesus says, yeah. Be ready for different. You need to step out of your holy huddle and find some folks who need a doctor, and that doctor is Jesus, who needs to be part of a kingdom party. I remember when I was on staff at Vineyard Columbus, and it's a, if you're not familiar, it's a really big church. And I was on staff there, and we used to do this staff prayer thing on Tuesday, and I actually was getting ready to church plant, and I realized I needed some extra money, so I got a job outside the church. And I worked at this indoor soccer facility, lacrosse facility, and had a bar that oversaw the soccer fields. And I would work like late night. I would manage the place, the late soccer tournaments and stuff. And I remember, for the longest time, I felt like I was actually mingling with people who weren't part of my church bubble. Especially when you're on church staff, a big mega church, like you can get lost where you only talk to the same people all the time. And I wasn't hearing other voices and other concerns and other pains and other hurts and other people who are lonely. I wasn't hearing their hearts. I was out of touch. I forgot that I once was in that same place. And I took that job and I intermingled with all these folks, and it was fascinating. I was even introduced by an atheist as his blanking pastor, and it was awesome. It was like the biggest honor ever. I was like, I've never heard that before, but yes, that's so cool. He's an atheist, and he called me his F-word pastor, you know? And I was like, that's cool. But I got outside of my bubble, and I started to engage people and see where the pain and the hurt was. Some of us have been in church for a long time. We've lived here all our lives. We need to step out. We need to actually see and hear what Jesus sees and hears and see the pain and the hurting around us. And we need to step out. And guess what? We need to bring a party. We need to bring a kingdom party to that pain and suffering. We need to show love, extravagant grace, mercy, and hope. There's a second group in the room or watching at home that you find yourself living alone and you don't really fit anywhere. And you're in pain and you're lost and you're sick and you feel rejected, used, abused, and you're hurt and you don't know where to turn. And we're here today to throw you a kingdom party. We're here today to throw you a kingdom party. See, we want to pour out love. We want to pour out that extravagant grace to you. And we want to show you mercy. And we want to put hope back into your life. And so the way that we do that around here is we pray. We pray. And what we do is we offer up an opportunity for you to engage the Holy Spirit and allow the Holy Spirit to come in and do some cool stuff. And it's not threatening. It's actually a beautiful thing. And we want to do that for you today. So here's what I'm going to do. Rebecca always said, I've been preaching too long. Today I'm going to preach really short. I want you all to stand. Not always. The last few times. But I really want to focus on some ministry time. And I really feel like it would be good for me to get out of the way and kind of let God do his thing. And so what I want to do is I just want to sit for, or stand for a little bit, and just be quiet. Just quiet. And I'm going to ask the prayer team if they would sort of start moving to the back. The way we do prayer ministry around here is we have people who would love to pray for you, and they are to my left, your right in the back, and they'll be back there to pray for you guys. Not yet. But what I want to do is I just want to be quiet for a minute without any music or anything. Just want to wait on the Holy Spirit, ask the Holy Spirit to come. And I think we can all agree that we're all misfits in the room. If you don't think you are, you are. The person next to you knows that you're a misfit, okay? But the thing that I want to wait on, and I would love for you to take an open posture, is, Lord, like, what have I forgotten? Like, am I that first person where I have been around people who fit me completely, and I've forgotten what it's like to be a misfit? And I'm just curious. I'm not going to say, I want to pay attention to what he's saying to you, not me, what he's saying to you about that. And then that second group, if you're that second group that I described that feels like just lonely, lost, afraid, rejected, used, and you don't know where to turn. You don't know where to turn. I just want you to wait and ask God what he sees in you. And just sit in that. How does he see you? How does he see you? And allow him to answer. So we're going to get quiet. It's going to be a couple minutes. It's going to feel like an hour, but it's going to be a couple minutes. We're just going to get quiet. I want you to ask those questions. And then after we have some silence, I'm going to sort of break that silence and invite some of you to actually get prayer today. And we're going to continue worship, okay? In agreement with that? So we're just going to get quiet. Holy Spirit, just come. I just pray that you come, move right now in this room. I pray that you would be moving for those that are watching at home. I pray that you would come and speak right now. Show us what you see. So as we were silent, I really felt like the Lord, at least two people in here, really wants to give a burden for the poor. Like really almost not only just hear and see them, but feel, almost have sympathy pains for them. Almost like an ache for the poor. If that speaks to you at all, could you do me a favor? Just slip your hand up real quick. Like you're like, oh yeah, I'm feeling like this ache, and I'm almost in your like sort of gut of yeah, I just feel for those who are poor. Anyone? One? Okay. Yeah. Two? Awesome. I felt that there was at least two. If you would do me a favor, while we're worshiping, like just get some prayer for that. I really feel like God wants to give you a gift of feeling what the poor are feeling. Like he wants you to ache for them. It's like a sympathy pain. I would love for you to get prayer for that. The other sort of thing I got as we were quiet is that I felt like there may be someone in the room or at home. It felt like it was more in the room, but that someone maybe been coming here for a while, and you're like, yeah, I'm a misfit, I don't fit in, but I'm not even sure I fit in here. And are hesitant and cautious. And that, I just felt like this invitation, this super gentle invitation for you to receive prayer on that very issue. Like that God just wants to reach in and just touch you gently and know that you belong to him. And that's the most important thing. You fit in with him. So if that's you, I'd love for you to receive prayer too. And Rebecca's going to, you have a couple words?
Yeah.
All right, so if Rebecca comes up and shares, I'm going to ask the worship band to come up. And real quick, she's like grabbing it away from me. I just want to, just a reminder, as we worship, that's just a continuation of prayer. We're worshiping, we're praying. And then as we're worshiping, if you need prayer for anything at all, we'd love to pray for you. That's one of the main reasons why we're here, is to engage God. And so that's the way we do it, is we actually pray. We invite the Holy Spirit to get involved in our misfit self. So go back and receive prayer. At any time, you can slip out of worship and just go and receive prayer.
I just had a sense of the Lord wanting to set some people free, and specifically I had a sense of depression, that God just wanted to set some people who are really held in bondage by depression free. So if any of those speak to you, come get prayer. Or anything else, if you need bodily healing, I had a sense of God's spirit here for healing too, so receive prayer for anything going on. And some of you, I think, may have a couple words for the group. It doesn't have to be it can just be really short. Like if you have a sense of a specific thing that God's doing in terms of healing or whatever, we'd love to, that you want to share for the group, please come let us know so we can share that.
Thanks for listening to the Vineyard Milwaukee podcast. For more information, go to vineyardmilwaukee.com.